Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Jack McClurg in Maryville, Washington.
Hey, Maryville, Washington. What do you do there in Maryville?
I'm retired.
You're retired. That's good. Are you enjoying your free time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. What are you doing with yourself?
Oh, well, tomorrow I'm going to babysit 4 grandkids.
Oh, my gosh. You are gullible, aren't you?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Jack. Carl Castle is going to read you 3 news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on 2 of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Ready.
Here's your first limerick.
I am eager to see my kid grow up and to see when the smartness will show up. They say morning sickness lends gray matter quickness. His IQ shows a spike when I...
throw up.
Exactly right. Here is a word to all those newly expectant mothers-to-be who, as I speak, are on their knees clutching the sides of a toilet. Cheer up! With each yark, your child's IQ goes up a point. Researchers in Toronto suggest that children of mothers who experience morning sickness do better later on cognitive tests than those whose mothers did not. It has something to do, they suggest, with a hormonal cocktail created in the mother's womb by constant worship at the porcelain altar. You know what this means? Ambitious mothers are now flocking to KFC to scarf down chicken and biscuit bowls by the dozen.
Oh, God.
And Ipecac now has the label, may help your kid get into Harvard.
That image, oy, you're making me feel pregnant.
Here's your next limerick.
DNA can both give and deprive. Genes can stifle me, though I may strive. My tires may squeal, but I'm bad at the wheel. It's genetic that I cannot
drive.
Right. When the highway patrol officer walks up, shines his flashlight into your face and says, oh no, you again, you can now blame your parents. And yet another study, this time from UC Irvine, scientists suggest that bad driving may be genetically determined. There is a gene variant that makes people more likely to cut others off in traffic and drive with a blinker on and generally be untrustworthy in the road. And everybody listening to me right now is thinking, good Lord, only I in the entire world am immune from this.
30% of Americans?
Yes.
What's the percentage in Boston, do you think? I'm guessing it's higher.
Here is your last limerick.
Our ads don't go high in the sky, but they're airborne and flit past your eye. We'll use winged minions to shape your opinions with banners tied onto a...
sky?
No, not tied onto a sky. Something that's in the sky and flits past your eye. Rhymes with that.
Oh.
Winged minions?
Mm. No? A fly.
A fly, yes. Good news. Good news. The publishing industry is saved. One publisher at the recent Frankfurt Book Fair hit on the idea of tying little advertising banners to the legs of flies and letting them zip about the convention hall. It was a huge hit at the fair. The flies both raised awareness of the publisher's offerings and contaminated the buffet.
I don't know that that's a great promotional
you don't?
Trick. No, it's sort of like, oh yeah, I've seen that book title before, endlessly circling around a garbage can.
Wouldn't you be amused and say, oh my gosh, that's so novel, you'd say.
I'd associate it with, you know, the places that flies hang out.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Jack do?
Well, he wins our prize, Peter. That's because he had 3 correct answers.
Well done.
Thank you.